Welcome to this life-transforming message by Reverend Pascal. Reverend Pascal is a seasoned, anointed minister of the gospel whose teachings on Christian living, church growth, and the work of the ministry have inspired and impacted many ministers and believers. He is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant, cell-based ministry with many branches across South Africa. Through powerful services and spirit-led ministry, countless lives are being transformed, souls are being won, and passionate kingdom workers are being raised for the glory of God. As you listen today, may the Word of God minister life, healing, direction, and transformation to your spirit. May you encounter the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in a fresh and personal way. Be richly blessed as you listen.
Feel this place now. I encourage you to really become aware of His presence, aware of His majesty. So beautiful. Such a beautiful presence here tonight. Let's worship Him in the Spirit. Shandere valo ya maya la ya malaya. Era vali me la goya mandara maso la mandere maya ndere maya. Oh, ya mala maya. Shandere malaya mandere malandore maya manama. We worship you. We worship, we worship. We worship. We worship, we worship, we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we bless you, Lord. Holy Spirit, tonight, touch hearts, heal destinies. Make your presence known to everybody that is here, including the children. May nobody become familiar to your presence. May nobody here feel they know you. That would be the biggest mistake. Create a yearning in our hearts, a desire for more. More I seek you, it's the more I find you. And the more I find you, it's the more I love you. Yes, Holy Spirit. Brata Cheta Sukutabaya. Precious. Precious anointing. Precious anointing. Holy Spirit, we love you. This is your church. We are all your servants. From the big to the small. Everybody here is serving you. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome. Take your rightful place. This is your church. Pick any seat you want, Holy Spirit. We are yours. We are yours. His presence is so precious because you see, His presence brings life. His presence changes things. It causes things that were dead to live. You remember the veil of the dry bones? They were truly dry. But the wind came and awakened the bodies. Precious anointing. Precious grace. We love you. Thank you. Please lift your hands to Him. Wherever you are, just open your heart to Him. You didn't come to be entertained, you see. This is actually why you came. To know Him. To encounter Him. Never be satisfied until you've met Him. He is everything. Everything. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we just surrender to you, Holy Spirit. We lift our hands to worship, but also to give it out to you, to surrender it, to give it to you. Whatever is an issue of concern in my heart, whatever is troubling my soul, whatever has stolen my peace, whatever has caused me to lose my joy and to no more be that excited believer, I raise my hands and I give it to you now. Come on, church, do that right now. Give it to Him. Just give it to Him. Oh, lay it at His feet tonight. That's why you came to pray. You came to pray so you can offload. Please don't continue carrying. Offload it. Let it go. He says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. The rest is given when you release the burdens. Release the burdens to Jesus. Don't be afraid and don't be worried. Be trusting. The Bible says, fear not, only believe. Only believe that Jesus, do you believe with me that Jesus is removing a yoke from somebody's neck tonight? That Jesus is taking a long overdue weakness from your spirit? That Jesus is touching you where you need it the most? That somebody came here with a heavy heart, with a yoke in your heart, but the power of God is going to touch you now and it's going to break that thing from your spirit. It's going to break that thing from your spirit. As you raise your hands, you are saying, Lord, settle the matter. Lord, settle the matter. Lord, settle the matter. Settle the matter. Who is saying that here? Lord, settle the matter. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. Come on, tell Him. Jesus, settle the matter. Settle the matter. It has gone beyond me now. I hand it over to you. I hand it over to you. I hand it over to you. Kantolima, Jabradema, Zatokolima, Kachepelia, Soteravea. Settle the matter, Holy Spirit. Descend in every situation now and break through every obstacle. There are people here that are being contended in the realm of the Spirit. Satan is contending your rising. Satan is contending your breakthrough. Satan is contending that you shouldn't get this thing. You shouldn't become this thing. Father, settle the matter. Shabaya Baba. Shabaya. Shabaya, Katola Maya, Kalima Tolaya, Katele Malaya. Don't look at men. Don't pick your eyes on men. Fix your eyes on Jesus. I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help comes from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Lord Jesus, settle the matter tonight. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. That's the word. That's the word. Settle the matter, Jesus. Settle the matter of my rent. Settle the matter of my finances. Settle the matter of my health. Settle the matter of my family situation. Settle the matter of my career. Jesus, settle the matter. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every ancestral matter. Ancestral matter,
a mother of ancestry that is contending against your rising by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I break it now. I break it now. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, settle the matter. Of my ancestry, my ancestors are fighting my rising. Those that came before me have messed up the things such that now I am unable to break through. Jesus, settle the matter with the blood. With the blood, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. He is moving. He is shaking things. 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 By the anointing. By the anointing. By the anointing. He is shaking it now. He is shaking it now. Lord, settle the matter. Lord, settle the matter. There's an accusation on your head. There's an accusation on your head. But tonight, tonight, the anointing is washing it away. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing, I tell you. Kolima sakele paladoma lima. Japrede katoka pelamea. Will you raise that matter to him? Will you give him that thing that is torturing you at night? Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He is here. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Settle the matter. A matter of delay against somebody here. A matter of delay, 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 delay. Things don't happen on time. Things don't come when they are supposed to come. There's a matter with delay. A matter with delay. Lord, settle the matter. Settle the matter. On the altar of prayer, open your mouth and pray, church. I tell you, the glory of God will surprise somebody here tonight. The glory of God will surprise somebody here tonight. Yes. Korabaya Baba. Korabaya Baba. Korabaya Baba. Korabaya Baba. Korabaya Baba. You came at revival. This is revival. I said, this is revival. This is revival. You are in the midst of a revival. A revival of your spirit. A revival of your dreams. A revival of your fire. A revival of your altar. You are at revival. And you are being revived. You are being revived by the anointing. By the anointing. Shantonema. Shantenamo. Anjema Nema. Ezebaleya, Azukateya, Ayataleya, Soprekatoya, Shepeladeya, in your spirit, I decree revival. I decree revival. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. The matter is settled. The matter is settled. The matter is settled. Take it now. 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 The matter of your education. The matter of your bursary. Somebody, you are receiving an answer. On the matter of your bursary now. Lord, Satan the matter. Satan the matter is bigger than me, but it's nothing to you, Jesus. It's nothing to you, Jesus. Settle it. Settle it through the blood. Settle the matter, Holy Spirit. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way. There's somebody here, you struggle to sleep at night. You struggle to sleep at night. The Lord is settling that matter. The matter of you not sleeping well at night. You keep waking up and you feel there's somebody in the room. Father, in the name of Jesus, settle that matter now. Settle that matter now. Settle that matter now. Settle that matter now. In the name of Jesus. Out. 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 There's somebody here. The Lord is settling that matter now. The Lord is settling that matter now. In the name of Jesus. Continue praying. Continue praying. The anointing. The anointing is at work. It's at work. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands. Do you believe in the power of God? I said, do you believe in the power of God? Lift your hands now. Latoyama. 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 Some of you, listen to me. Some of you, your hands have been cursed. They don't achieve anything. Tonight, tonight, the anointing, ayayaya, ayayaya, the anointing, likasula, lift your hands, everybody, lift your hands, give them to Jesus, give your hands to the Holy Spirit. By the anointing in this altar, by the anointing in this altar, I pray for these hands. I forbid poverty from visiting these hands in the name of Jesus. 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 La Sule Palia. La Sule Palia. I empower this hand to prosper. I empower this hand to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Blessed hands. Blessed hands. That's all up. Sulapaya Katepala Tolaya Jepreka de Fele Salado Iprende Zikete Pelea. There's somebody here, something steals your money. You are not able to say concretely what happens with your money. I want to announce to you, there's a spirit. There's a spirit that steals your money. You better believe it. There's a spirit that steals your finances. Tonight, by the anointing, I command that spirit to get off your back in the name of Jesus. My God, I command that spirit to get off your back in the name of Jesus. From tonight, money will stay. Mm.
Now, if you are sick here, wherever the sickness is, please place your right hand there quickly. Brother Zide Bagodabadabada. Rabazede Begadobogodaba. If you have pain in your whole body, just place your hand in your heart. But if there's a specific pain somewhere, put your hand there. And let's trust God for healing. He is a healing Jesus. He is a healing Jesus. And He is healing somebody tonight from every disease that Satan has blasted your body with. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. You are here in our midst today, not just to preach, not just to teach, but also to deliver and to heal and set at liberty those that are bruised. Holy Spirit of the living God, now I pray, wherever the sickness is hiding, wherever the sickness is oppressing, wherever the sickness is causing havoc, Holy Spirit, target that area now. Target that area now. Target that area now. Target that area now. And let the pain cease. Let the pain cease. Let the demons responsible leave. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. He's a healing Jesus. Now receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh yes. Precious people, miracles are going to become a daily occurrence in this church. Miracles are going to become very normal in this church. Receive that dimension in your spirit now. Thank you, Father. Your mind is opening. The spirit of wisdom and revelation is granted to some of you right now as I'm speaking. Right now. It's given to you. It's given to you. I pray again for those of us that are experiencing continual delays. There's a grace for speed. I said there's a grace. There's a grace for speed. There's a grace for speed. Whereby what could have taken 7 years, God does it in a day. There's a grace for speed. 7 years become a month. There's a grace for speed. I now call unto the God of speed. The one who stretched his hand towards Elijah. And he empowered Elijah to outrun the chariots of Ahab towards Israel. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I call on the God of speed to visit you. Receive the grace for speed now. It's coming on you. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming. Aya. Glory. 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 There are long overdue breakthroughs here. Long overdue breakthroughs. Now, they will be pushed out by the grace of speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Dadazudo badida gede bagoda badaba. Grace for speed. Speed in your ministry. Speed in your business. Speed in your relationships. Speed in your academics. Speed in your life in general. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. They shall not find you where they are looking for you, because you have transited to a whole new realm. You have transited to a whole new realm.
They will be looking for you here. They will be looking for you here. But the speed has shifted you to the other side. It's happening. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. We give him thanks. Come on, help me celebrate the Holy Spirit in our midst. Help me celebrate him. You can do better than that. For what he has done for you tonight, Spirit of the living God, we honor you. We bless you. We exalt you. We glorify you. The God of speed, the God of all grace, is making all grace abound towards us. Thank you, Father. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Amen. Celebrate him one more time. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Ah. He's gracious. He's faithful.
Gathering his name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship him, Christ the Lord.
The second verse is, so forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself.
Concentrate on him.
Concentrate on him.
And worship him.
And worship him.
So forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself.
My God.
Concentrate on him. And worship him.
So forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship him, Christ the Lord.
I want you to sing one more time, so forget about yourself, because that's what you need to do tonight.
So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him.
So forget about yourself,
so forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him.
Forget about yourself.
So forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worshiping Christ the Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's be quietly seated in his presence. I want to just briefly engage us once again tonight on why non-Christians don't do well.
why non-praying Christians don't do well. We started this last week, and I showed you last week that prayerlessness is a reality in the body of Christ. And some of us, prayerlessness has become chronic. Like it's just, we're trying, but we're not able to break through. We're not able to come out of prayerlessness. You're trying. Some of us, darkness has landed on us. If you could see yourself in the realm of the spirit, there's a dark thing that has just, like it has blanketed you. The fire of God is going to burn that blanket in Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus. Prayerlessness is a reality in the body of Christ. Many believers don't pray. It's true. By prayer, I'm not talking about what we do here. You see, true prayer is what you do alone. Most of the prayers we pray at church are warfare prayers. To solve issues, to correct issues, to praying for the church, we're praying for issues. But prayer is first and foremost a communication between a man and God. So if I'm not praying, I'm not communicating. And a lot of things will not happen that could have happened if I'm not praying. So I've decided to take my time and just take us through a number of, if I can say, issues that arise where prayerlessness has been tolerated. This is not a teaching. It's a revelation, or rather an information about what is going on with some of us. Yeah. So don't try to just get informed. Strive to get transformed. That's what you need. Information doesn't really help. What we need is transformation. Meaning, I become a bit more prayerful after this series is done. Not just more informed, but transformed. There's nothing theoretical about the truth. The truth sets free and it becomes evident. Last week I showed you that Christians who don't pray don't change much. That's where we started last week. I showed you. You see, there are some people in the church, they are always the same. Every new year, their behavior is the same. Their attitude is the same. And their results are the same. They don't seem to be able to transit into something better. Same people. What causes that? What causes this thing whereby a person joins the church today, by the end of the year, he has transited for more than 5 times. But he found people in the church that are still the same. He left, he came there, found them, they are still the same. They are even clapping for him. They are all listening to messages. They are all coming to church. But one is changing, the other one is not changing much. Have you seen that phenomenon in the church? It's plenty. It's plenty. Now, I'm not here to say that prayerlessness is the only issue that causes people to not change. There are other issues. But the one issue I can tell you 100% is responsible for a Christian not changing much is prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. Don't expect change there. If the person is not praying, don't expect it. Maybe you are helping somebody in the faith. If that person is not praying, don't expect much change there.
Maybe you are trying to raise a few people in the things of God. If those people are not praying, if you don't train them to pray, if you don't teach them prayer, and if you don't pray with them, and if they don't pray, there won't be much change. There won't be much change. Luke 9:29. As he was praying. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. You remain the same. You remain a glorified philosopher, a glorified theologian. As you have those people in the chair, they quote scripture, they do all, there is no power. Because they have violated the law of change, which is prayer. They have violated this law. So their person doesn't change. Their circumstances don't change much. Their Christianity doesn't evolve. They just remain. This is the mystery behind believers never changing. From the day we met him, he was reserved. He's still reserved. From the day we met her, she was withdrawn. She's still withdrawn. That the same person. The same. Okay, you've just seen Kopano now. Don't you think Kopano has changed? I mean, compared to just last year. Don't you think this guy has metamorphosed in front of us? Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, yeah. You go check his personal life. He has become a cell leader. And he's got a cell that is holding every week. Now he's trying to get what? This thing, something. License to ride motorbike. You are even asking yourself, where does he get such ideas to be riding motorbikes? It's change. When the Holy Ghost starts working on a person, a lot of changes start coming. He sent me a video of him riding a motorbike. He started dating girls. A lot of things start happening. Even dating or beloved dosing is a great sign. I'm talking about holy beloved dosing, not these things people are busy with. Stupid people. I'm talking about holy things that are happening in the house of God. You need, there must be, it's a change. It's a change of your life. It's a change. Beginning to attend prayer is a change. Beginning to attend prayer on time is a change. Beginning to pray without going to the bathroom is another change. Because some of you, you shouldn't come. You shouldn't say you came for prayer. You came for the bathroom. You didn't come to pray. The bathroom sees you more than God sees you during prayer time. So you can't say you were praying. Yeah. I've got believers in this church that sometimes I'm here praying. I see them passing there in the bathroom. And you are thinking that after the bathroom, they are coming here. They are not coming here. They were passing, but now they were pressed. And they remember that, no, this church, I usually go to this church, and there are toilets, the nice toilets. So he made the detour, went inside, released himself, went out and continued his journey. I've seen it many times. Also because my ushers are usually asleep. They can't see such. A person will enter there, go help himself, then walk out, continue. Did they come for prayer? No. They didn't come for prayer. Change. You start listening to messages. Hey, you start having a desire to know God. Hey, you start wanting to be close to God. Hey, you start wanting to have new books. You start looking for books. My God, that changes. You buy earphones. My God. Change. It's by prayer. By prayer. Most of the changes in my life happen during prayer. If I want to tell you, the weaker version of me that keeps changing into a stronger version of me is nothing else. It's prayer. It's just prayer. We transit in prayer. We transition in prayer. That's why when I see some of you joking with prayer, I realize you don't understand what is prayer. It is in prayer that God changes a man. And I'm not talking about these fly-by-night prayers. Intense prayer. If you go to John 5:14-15, you will see the type of prayer that I'm talking about. James 5:14-15. Can you give it to me in King James? Okay, even this version is fine. Go back to the version you had. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Effective means it produces an effect. And an effect is a change. Look, if something is the same, there's no effect on it. When you talk about effect, it means something has changed as a result of the prayer on the thing. That's why our new prophetic word is that prayer changes things. Which is one of the book of my father. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer will change your ministry. Prayer will change your service. Just sit and pray. Prayer will change your marriage. Just sit and pray. Prayer will change you. Oh. You don't like your version. You don't like the version of you. Go to the place of prayer. Learn to pray. Do you struggle with something in your life? Learn to pray. You will see how the thing will leave you. You see, these things that come and stay, they don't want to go anywhere. They have maneuvered prayer in your life. There's no prayer. There's not much prayer. Therefore, they can fortify themselves. That's what is going on. It's not that they are too powerful. You are just prayerless. That's what's causing the problem. But I'm trusting the Lord. As this word is coming to you, it is not just to inform you. I repeat, it's not to inform you. I want you to transit and to transition in your personal life. Because there's a better version of you that can be represented or introduced to yourself. And that is possible if you can start taking prayer a lot more seriously. More seriously. So last week we saw, people who don't pray will not change. Will not be a change. They remain powerless. They remain fearful. They remain broke. They remain suffering. It will continue like that. It will never change with their years in the church. It will change with their time in prayer. It is not how long you've been in the church. It is how many hours you've prayed. Jesus prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. By the time he returned, something started announcing him. And even those who saw him growing up could see, this is no more Yeshua. This is Yeshua Christos. Amashiach. Something has been added. Jesus was never called Jesus Christ by even the angel. The angel told Mary, his name shall be Jesus. That's all. That is the name the angel gave. Where does the Christ come from? Because his father is not Joseph Christ. The mother is not Mary Christ. Where is that Christ coming from? Because there's nobody in the lineage of Joseph and Mary that was called Christ. It didn't exist. And if you remember, even the people that were struggling with this change in him, they said, is this not the son of the carpenter? The son of Mary, or the son of the carpenter. Is this not Jesus? They don't say, is it not Jesus Christ? They say, is it not Jesus? They knew Jesus. But where did the Christ come on? You see, when he went and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights,
The Bible says when he returned in the power of the Spirit. And news of him spread throughout the Judean country. That is how the change started coming. What is Christ? Christ means Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one with his anointing. The anointed one with his anointing. That's what Christ means. Christos, the anointed one with his anointing. So you can see that that started being associated with Jesus from the moment they started sensing that there was an anointing on his life. The day he went to Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Where did the Spirit anoint him? When he went 40 days and 40 nights, he returned in the power of the Spirit after 40 days and 40 nights of prayer. He received an anointing. I tell you, if you could spend time with the Holy Ghost, you will receive an anointing. You will come back, but you'll not be the same person. I can assure you. You will not be the same person. There's too much casualty in the body of Christ. Too much casualty. Too much casualty. That's why people don't transition. They remain the same. Moses spent time with God, kept transitioning. Kept transitioning. He will come back, he's not the same, he has new things. Those guys struggled with him. And God kept, you must go and read Numbers, if you read Numbers from 13 all the way to 16 or 17. You will see how God kept proving them that, you see, this guy, he's not like you. I will prove you all today that he's not like you. In fact, there was a time, about twice, he told Moses, Moses, step aside, I'm going to burn all these guys. Step aside, just step aside. He told them, twice, Moses and Aaron said, step aside. Let me deal with these guys. And it is Moses again who will fall on the ground and start praying for these guys that God mustn't kill them. Oh. When it got worse, God told Moses, tell every leader of every tribe to bring their rod. And they must write their name on their rod. And ask Aaron to also bring his rod. Write his name on his rod. Bring all the rods in the tabernacle. Let them sleep overnight. The next day, the rod that will produce a flower, that's the person I'm choosing, so that this argument can stop once and for all. Do you know what is a rod? A rod is a stick that has dried. Like it is. You see, when these sticks, people, you see, when we go, they do the lobola, they ask for this small stick. You need a stick that the madala, they ask for this. Am I talking to the right people? You're not that stick. Imagine you take a stick like that and you take it to the altar. The next day, it has flowers. It has produced a flower. It has produced some leaves. Speak to the children of Israel and get from them a rod from each father's house and all their leaders according to their father's houses. 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod. You see, if you keep reading, you see that by the time they went the next day, the rod of Aaron had budded. Well, it has blossomed. It had even almond nuts on it. Ish. Even now, I realize why I eat nuts and almonds and all those things, because I realize I'm chasing the anointing. And interestingly, 2 days ago, I bought almond nuts. Just 2 days ago. They are here at Spa. You have never tried them. You always go for peanuts. There's peanuts. Do you understand? There's cashew nuts. Cashew nuts is a higher level. Those are my levels. Cashew levels. Yeah. Look at it. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth bud and had produced blossom and yielded ripe almonds.
Can you imagine? A dry stick. That's the change. That is a radical change. Like, that's a powerful change. And some of us, our life are like dry sticks. Do you understand? If you can take yourself to the tabernacle of witness, take your life into the tabernacle of witness. Take your life there. Take your life to the tabernacle. That dry thing, that dry destiny, take it to the tabernacle of witness. Let it be there overnight. You will come the next day and you will look at your whole life and say, wow, this thing is beautiful. This is how the Holy Ghost does it. Bible says that to give them beauty for ashes. This is what the anointing does. The anointing removes the ashes and it gives you beauty. It makes you what you were not. You see, that's what I'm saying. When there are no changes in your life, I'm concerned that you remain the same person, dry. If you start from verse 1, say with me, the effect of the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. See, these are all the effects of the anointing. When the anointing comes on you, all these things start coming. Yeah. No doors open because you said open. The doors open because you are anointed. A lot of us say, be open. Nothing opens up. You are using your mouth. That you don't open doors with the mouth. The anointing. It is that. Hey, okay, shout. If I can give you the mouth. If you are thinking it is just a mouth, you take a mouth and say, open, jump, do this, do that. You'll be surprised how things will look as if God doesn't like you. It will look as if God doesn't like you. Because you don't open things with your mouth. You open things with the anointing. Am I talking to the right people? It's the anointing that opens prison doors, not the mouth. So, you see, the prison of those that are bound. Two. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort, even to comfort a person. If you are not anointed, you will irritate the person. Don't go to people's funerals if you are not anointed. Oh yeah, somebody lost his mother, you are going to. You will irritate the person such that Satan can use your counseling to offend the person. How many people have seen people even leave the church after people visited them? Because you went there with no anointing. No anointing. You are just talking. They are irritated. You see, when people are mourning, you need an anointing to affect them, to actually comfort them. You don't need words. I come, you know, the Bible says that mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Get over this as soon as possible, because there are still more battles for you to fight. There are still more rivers to cross. And in all of this, God will see you through. He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow. You see, by the time you are quoting those scriptures, the person is feeling, will you leave my house now? But they are just controlling themselves. But by the time you leave, they feel, I think the best thing for me to stop this torture is to leave these people. But I tell you, if you enter that house with oil, the same house, and there's oil on you, there's oil in you, there's oil around you, sometimes you can just come and sit. You don't even say a lot of things. The person starts crying by themselves. They just start crying. They are just so okay that you came? I mean, what have you done? You didn't give them money. You didn't do anything. You didn't even say much. But they just saw you and they became okay. They didn't see you. They saw the Holy Spirit inside of you. That is what they saw. And that is what comforted them. I want to tell you the truth. We are not a blessing when we are not anointed. We are not. We are not a blessing when we are not anointed. Imagine the church of his pastor. All these are cases in his church. People are poor. People are sick. People are broken. People are in prison. People are mourning. Those are cases in the church. The pastor is anointing free. Go back to verse 1. We are not a blessing when we are not anointed. We are not. Not. Look at it. Because the Lord has anointed. It's not because I went to Bible school, even though I'm going to talk about my children. Not because I'm reading books or I'm listening to messages. Or, no. It's not because I have a lot of money or because I'm too poor. Listen. Because the Lord has anointed. Now all of a sudden, people that are poor will be ministered to. People that are heartbroken will be dashed. People that are captive, demon possessed, oppressed, they will be helped. People that are in the prison of joblessness, of this, of that, of unemployment, of no marriage, of no children, many type of prison people are into. Prison of addictions, prison of this, prison of that. All those people are going to be helped. Look at, these are five groups already that are being helped just because one man is anointed. One man is anointed and five groups are already being helped. But it doesn't stop there. Look at verse 2. So to proclaim the acceptable of the vengeance of our God. People that need justice in the church that are being mistreated and people keep walking over them. If you are with a person that is anointed to a certain degree, those issues start getting solved. They stole his land, they took his land, and they don't want to give it back. This and this has happened. The anointing starts solving such problems. Comfort all those who mourn. People have lost a loved one. People are going through a crisis. People are going through a divorce. People are going through this and that. And you are anointed. Those people will stay in the church. Because your ministry will continue reaching to them at the different stages of their lives. 3. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. It's the anointing. That's still the anointing. The anointing is changing the members. When you look at them initially, they were just ashes. Now there's beauty is beginning to come out. Like I can always see when some of you, the anointing is beginning to work. You can start seeing beauty. It starts changing. It doesn't happen instantly, but it starts gently. And one day you look at yourself in heaven. This isn't me. Yes, you. The anointing has worked on you. The anointing has rearranged you. The anointing has made you beautiful. The anointing is working on you. It's working on you. Turns you around. It's real. Oil of joy for mourning. You see, the anointing is what causes people to come out of depression. It's the anointing. Depression is solved with anointing. Yeah. Those who mourn. The oil of joy is an oil. It's an oil. You know, oil makes things easy. Have you noticed? Huh? oil, like when you put oil, even if you had a wheelbarrow and your wheelbarrow stood for a long time, once you take it, it's like, it starts making those squealing noise. What do? You pour some oil. As soon as you pour oil, nice and soft. So the oil of joy, you know, it's not easy to be joyful. Some of us, before you can smile, even if they tickle you, you still struggle to smile. But there's an anointing called the oil of joy. The oil of joy. The oil of joy. You will just see how easy it is for you to be happy. It is so easy for you to be happy. It is so easy for you to smile because there's an anointing. There's an anointing that keeps making you nice. It keeps making you nice. It makes you nice. The anointing makes you nice. Joy. Who wants to be in a house with a depressed goat? Tired goat, complaining goat. God told Moses, you and Aaron, step. I want to fry all these guys. Why? They complain from morning till night. They complain all the time. I mean, these guys were really professional complainers. Can you imagine? After God killed Korah and Dathan and Abiram, opened the earth, swallowed them, and closed the earth. Number one, this guy, they all started running away. They said, otherwise, the earth will open also for us. They all started running. After a while, they realized the earth is not opening. They came back. After they came back, they look at Moses. They said to Moses, Moses, you have killed the people of God. You have killed the people. They are referring to the useless rebel that have just died. He says, you have killed the people. God says, Moses, you and Aaron, step aside. I want to do something. I want to do something. Moses knew this is not going to end well. It's not going to end well. He said to Aaron, run back quickly and take the incense and light it fast, because God has sent the plague already. As he is talking and Aaron is running, by the time Aaron arrived, opened the incense, I think 14,700 have died. 14,700 are dead, if I'm not mistaken in my calculations. Just the time for Aaron to run. Do you understand? Aaron is just running to come and light this thing. That little time, 14,700 have died. And as soon as he lit it, the Bible says the plague stayed. It stopped. It stopped. He said, just clear. I want to do something. Just Moses knew this is it. These guys will not survive this. Aaron, quickly run. Offer a sacrifice for these people. Separate yourself among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. Why? Excessive complaining, excessive murmuring, excessive criticism. No joy, no excitement, no saying thank you, always complaining. God says, Reverend Pascal, shift. I want to check something. Reverend, shift small. I want to check something on the people. So I'll clear them in a moment. You won't even have to bury them. I just clear them. We need the oil of joy. I say you need the oil of joy, the oil of joy in your life. That's how we used to sing this song. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. It's a joy. There's a joy that I have. The world cannot take it away. I'm sorry to say, many of us, the world has taken the joy away. The circumstances have taken the joy away. The icy weather has taken the joy away. Yeah. Can I tell you the truth?
your mother was beautiful. And your mother was hot. Your mother was succulent. She was sweet. Your mother, you don't know. You don't know. The problem you are having is that by the time you are discovering your mother, the weather has beaten her. She has gone through about 47 winters. Do you understand? Depending on how old she is. And 36 summers. And about 27 heartbreaks. And 52 disappointments. By the time you are introduced to her now, she is a bitter woman. She is bitter. She is angry. The weather has beaten her. All the niceness is gone. You ask yourself, why will your father... Why did your father go for such a person? That, I mean, like, when you sit and think about it like deeply, don't you realize that there's something your father saw before what you are seeing? Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? The way your mother used to do your father, he will say, yo, Lord, what is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? I'm finished. Oh. You are a small girl. You don't know nothing. You are trying things that don't even work. You are trying to. Your mother. Yo. When she shakes the potatoes like this. Clap for your mother. Clap for your mother. Clap for your mother. Clap for your mother. Oh. Your mother, in her days, she cannot pass on the street without maybe like 5 men talking, turning behind and saying, what is this? Who is this? Who is this? Your mothers are also fine. Your mothers are also fine. Your mothers are also fine. They're doing well. They're doing well. Your mothers are beautiful. Your mothers are good mothers. Amen. Please leave the sound for me. I finish my preaching. Amen. Are you here, church? I'm telling you, your mother was nice. Very nice. If you can allow me to tell you, she was nicer than you. If you can take some truth, she was way nicer than you. She had class. Nicer. Today, she looks like a bitter widow.
Mercy.
She doesn't say your husband. She says your father. Tell your father. You people will talk to your father. He's no more her husband. He's your father. The whole thing has changed. You ask yourself, he's my father. But how did I come? Wasn't he your husband? You see, what happened is that her niceness, her sweetness was sucked out and it was drained by the weather. This bitter weather, cold and dark, came on her many times. immediately. It's a lot. He's just struggling with this thing, struggling with this thing, struggling with this thing. And your mother also maybe found out that maybe she was not prayerful. She didn't know God much. So you see that thing, there's no oil of joy to keep her going. So the thing just keeps sucking her deep, 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 deep. And today she's just there. Religious mantis. praying mantis. A praying mantis. And I'm here trying to save you so that you don't turn into a praying mantis tomorrow also. And what is the key? The anointing. The anointing. If you can allow God to anoint you, oh, you will be like Psalm 92, verse 15 and 16. She will still bear fruit in old age. She will remain fresh and green. Can you imagine? Have you seen some of those mothers? If she tells you she's 6, you cannot believe. You cannot believe. You see, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and I think the NIV says green. Fresh and green. Do you receive this portion? That this is who you're going to be. This is who you're going to be. Yeah, this is who you're going to be. And do you know what is causing this? Huh? Do you want to know what is causing this? Go to the same Psalm 92, verse 2. You will now see what is causing all these things. Okay, 10, maybe 10. My horn, King James, give it to me in King James. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So when you are going to verse 12, 13, 14, what you are seeing there is the result of this anointing. That when I am anointed with fresh oil, then even in old age, even in old age, I will still be bearing fruit. I will still be achieving things. I will still have power. Even in old age. Even in old age. I'm still green. I'm still sweet. I'm still nice. Why? The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you believe in these things? So I'm using the word to show you what is your future. If you can care, if you can care to listen to these things, you will see how the anointing of the Holy Spirit will turn all your sorrows into joy. How it will transform you. Yeah. Because some of us, I'm sorry to say, you are not 30, but you look 50. All your whole childhood has been stolen. Satan keeps sending sorrow, problem. You are always stressed. You are always angry. You are always concerned. You are very concerned. You are always very concerned. When are you going to be happy? When are you going to enjoy? Eh? Satan is trying to rob your destiny of joy. It's not right. It's not right. And all I want you to pray for tonight, pray for your heart to remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit. To yearn for more of the Holy Spirit. The Lord tells us to pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for more of the Holy Spirit in your life. Lord, give me more of the Holy Spirit. I think that's a very good prayer point tonight. Lord, give me more. Give me more of the Holy Spirit. More of the Holy Spirit. Come on, raise your voice right now. More of the Holy Spirit. He says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. He will give the Holy Spirit, the anointing, to those who ask Him. Come and pray for the Holy Spirit right now. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You need the anointing. You need the anointing. You need the anointing.
Oh, Father, release your Holy Spirit over me. Release your Holy Spirit over me. Somebody stretch out your hand and ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit. Tell Him, Lord, I'm desperate for your Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm hungry for your Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm pressing for more of you. Come upon me, Holy Spirit. Father, release your Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit. I ask for the Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit rest on me. Holy Spirit, rest on me. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Fall on us, Holy Spirit. Fall on your church, Holy Spirit. Fall on your people, Holy Spirit. Father, release your Holy Spirit over your church. Father, release your Holy Spirit. We have come to ask for your Holy Spirit. We have come to ask for your Holy Spirit. We have come to ask for a deposit of your Holy Spirit. Oh, we want to be drunk with your Holy Spirit. We want to be filled to the overflow with you, Holy Spirit. We are thirsty for you, Holy Spirit. We are longing for you, Holy Spirit. We want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up to the overflow. Father, fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up with your presence. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Want to be drenched. Want to be drunk. Want to be drenched. Want to be drunk with you, Holy Spirit. Want to be besides ourselves. Want to be out of our minds for you, Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up with your presence. Oh, I'm yearning for you. Oh, I'm thirsty for you. Oh, I'm pressing for you. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. Release yourself over your people. Lavish us with your presence. Lavish us with your spirit. Somebody stretch out your hand and say, breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us. Breathe on your church. We are yearning for you. We are thirsty for you. Father, we have come to us for your Holy Spirit. We have come to us for the Holy Spirit. We need your Holy Spirit. You said you will not leave us on our own. You will give us the Holy Spirit who will help us in our weaknesses. And so we need help. We need the ever-present help. We need the ever-present help. We need the ever-present help. Father, release your Holy Spirit. Father, give us your Holy Spirit. Give your church your Holy Spirit. Come upon us. Come upon us. Come upon me. Come upon me. Breathe on me. Come upon me. Tell him I am welcome. If this is my welcome. If this is my welcome. Pass the word to. Pass the word to. Sitting away and I'm not in well. Sit up and away and I'm not in well. Sipun away and I'm not in well. Sia putin of my in well. Sit up and away and I'm not in well. Release yourself on your church tonight. We are desperate for you. Thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you for release of your spirit tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody stretch out your hand just one more time and allow Him to breathe on him. Allow Him to breathe on you right there where you are. Father, breathe on us. Breathe on your church. Father, breathe on us. Blow upon us. Mighty rushing wind. Come and blow on your people. Blow on us. Blow on your church. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. With every eye closed and every head bowed, you are in this place tonight. You are not born again. If you are not born again, you cannot have the Holy Spirit. The first place to receive the Holy Spirit is to be born again. It begins with Him. It begins with opening up your heart and saying, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. And I want you to be my Savior. I'm lost. I'm blind. I'm dead. Without Jesus, we are lost. We are blind. And we are dead. We are eternally separated from God. We will keep trying, but our efforts will not get us anywhere. Because unless we are born again, we cannot enter. We cannot see. We cannot. And so you're saying, I hear the word. I've received the word. I realize my life is dry. I realize my life is empty. I realize I'm in a desert. I have no joy, no peace. And I thirst for the Holy Spirit. My friends, the starting place is to make Jesus your personal Lord and Savior. What do you mean? Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Accept that only He is the way, only He is the truth, and only He is the life. Accept that apart from Him, there is no other way. Accept that you will not serve any foreign God. You will not bow your knee to any other treasure, that you will serve only Jesus. Open up your heart. Today, as He knocks in your heart, do not harden your heart. When you receive, when you hear the message, open up your heart and let Him in. Let Him be your Lord. Let Him be your Savior. If that's your prayer tonight, what does it mean to be Lord and Savior? It means He's your master. It means what He says is what you will obey. What He says is final. To be your Savior means He saves you from the death, the punishment you deserve, the sin. He forgives you. He pulls you out of darkness. And He can do that for somebody here tonight. If that's you, at the count of three, you're saying, I'm lost, I'm dead, I'm blind, I'm forsaken. And Jesus, at the count of three, lift up your hand high and we're going to pray together. One, two, three. I see your hand. I see your hand. I'm lost, I'm dead, I'm blind. I need Jesus. Unless you're born again, you cannot enter. You cannot see the kingdom. You can put your hand down. Maybe you're also here. You are born again. You've been coming to church. But are you really born again? The Bible says that you will know them by their fruits. Are your fruits reflective of a person who is born again? Are you really born again? Maybe you've been asking yourself that same question. Am I really born again? If I am born again, where are my fruits? If that's you tonight, you're saying, I'm born again, but I don't see the fruits. I'm not bearing the fruits of one who is born again. I have temper issues. I have anger issues. I have rage. I have all these things. I have no joy, no love, no peace, no patience, no self-control. Even today, I couldn't even fast. Am I really born again? You will know them by their fruits. Why couldn't I fast? Because I don't have the fruit of self-control. I need Jesus. I want to recommit my life to Jesus Christ. If that's you tonight, you want to say, I want to start over. I don't want to keep going back and forth with Jesus. I want to look ahead and serve Him and follow Him. You want to recommit your life to Jesus Christ. At the count of three, lift up your hand high and we'll pray with you. One, two, three. Lift up. See hands going up all over the building. Hallelujah. If you've lifted up your hand for any of these altar call, please take a bold step and come and join us here. So we'll pray with you. Come. Jesus. Your hands to Jesus Christ. I believe your help is here tonight. Your help is here. The Bible says you will know them by their fruits. And the Bible says that the Spirit has fruits. In the book of Galatians 5 from 23, it says these are the fruits of the Spirit. And I believe as you walk out of this place from today, you will walk out with these fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins and wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we want to say thank you for these ones. We want to thank you for a new day, a new beginning, a new chapter. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have now become new. I thank you for the newness of this decision that they have made tonight to follow you, to look away from the world, and to look ahead at the cross. Thank you, Father, that you will give them the grace to bear fruits, Lord Jesus, reflecting of the spirit that is in them. That's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when we become born again, those who believe will receive world overcoming power. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That the world will not overpower them anymore. Yes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pullings, the desires of this world, the pursuit of the things of this world will not have any power over them any longer tonight. Thank you, Father, that they are sealed with the precious blood of Jesus, from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet. Thank you, Father, that all their sins are wiped clean, wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give you praise, Father, for a new beginning, a new day, a new chapter. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and transformed by the powerful Word of God ministered by Reverend Pascal. If you are anywhere around Rustenburg, South Africa, we warmly invite you to fellowship with us at one of the many branches of Alive Bible Church. Join us for our uplifting services every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and every Friday at 4 p.m. for our prayer services. Stay connected with Alive Bible Church through our social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for more inspiring messages and updates. Thank you for joining us today. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you.